In the news today, Thai officials are seeking two additional people in connection with their investigation of a deadly bombing in Bangkok. Officials released a picture of a woman and a drawing of a man suspected of involvement in the bombing earlier this month. The new information came after police raided an apartment building on Sunday. Monday, national police said they seized fertilizer, explosive devices, and digital watches from several rooms they searched. Police also announced Monday that a reward for information about the bombing would be paid to the police. Officials announced that police would receive about $83,000 after a 28-year-old foreign man was arrested on Saturday. The Washington Post reports that the United States is preparing economic sanctions against Chinese individuals and companies. The move is said to be against those who have profited from stealing U.S. trade secrets. The newspaper reported several officials in the administration of President Barack Obama say the U.S. has not decided whether to put sanctions in place. But, they said, a decision is expected soon. On April 1st, President Obama signed an executive order. It permits the Treasury Department to block trade with anyone responsible for hacking U.S. groups or receiving information for financial gain. It also gives the Treasury Department power to bar their use of any money or financial assets kept in the United States. The U.S. government and American companies have accused China of attacking computer systems and taking sensitive information and trade secrets. In May, the U.S. charged 5 Chinese military officers with spying against American companies. China rejected the accusations. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for urgent action to deal with thousands of migrants arriving in Europe. The ministers issued a joint statement on Sunday. They called the situation exceptional. They asked the European Union President, Luxembourg, to hold a meeting within 2 weeks. The ministers also called for Italy and Greece to process migrants better as they enter their borders. The International Organization for Migration says the two countries are the main landing points for 322,000 migrants who have crossed the Mediterranean Sea this year. The IOM says the largest populations arriving in Greece and Italy are from Syria, Afghanistan, Eritrea, and Nigeria. President Obama visits the state of Alaska Monday. Mr. Obama will speak at a conference where officials, scientists, and others are discussing the effects of climate change. The conference is being held to bring attention to the effects of rising temperatures in the Arctic. The aim is to show how these changes affect people in the rest of the world, and to suggest what they can do. During his weekly presidential broadcast, Mr. Obama said Alaskans face more wildfires, melting glaciers, and eroding shorelines. Those at the conference will discuss a number of issues, from science cooperation to preventing unregulated fishing. The State Department is holding the climate change meeting. U.S. officials say the event is not connected to a United Nations event on the subject that starts on November 30. And the youngest winner of a Nobel Prize visited VOA in Washington on Sunday. Malala Yousafzai called for young women to start believing in their potential to be leaders. 3 years ago, Taliban militants shot the young Pakistani activist in the head for her support of education for girls. Speaking at an event on women's rights and girls' education, Ms. Yousafzai said women need to come forward and take part in every field, including politics. Ms. Yousafzai turned 18 in July and recently passed college exams.